State Senator John T. Francisco hopes putting the spotlight on Lyme disease can help prevent it. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, experts and victims of the debilitating virus met at Ryder Park in DeWitt recently in an effort to put a personal face on the disease.
DeFrancisco introduced 19-year-old Audrey Mitchell as a Lyme fighter. She was diagnosed when she was in high school, but it wasn't straightforward, with doctors initially attributing her growing list of symptoms to stress. She was finally diagnosed with Lyme and seven other infections in the spring of her senior year.
I've been doing treatment for a year now. Every day I wake up in intense pain and go to sleep in intense pain. There's never a break and never a day off. It seems that I have a new symptom every day. My body is a prison that holds me captive in pain and illness.
Mitchell has two messages. First, prevention. She urges Central New Yorkers to avoid ticks, and if they find ticks on their body or have symptoms, immediately go to a physician. The other is for physicians to consider Lyme as a culprit for chronic symptoms. Dr. Christopher Polino of Upstate University Hospital says part of the problem is unreliable tests, but he believes knowledge of Lyme is improving in the medical world.
I think people are more aware, and from a teaching standpoint, with the residents and medical students, we really hammer that point home a lot.
Lyme disease is spread by ticks and is endemic in areas of central New York. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.